Here's a thought I'll title, The Rain on Our Parade. And I really don't like being the bearer of bad news, but sometimes we have to face reality. And this is one of those moments where an uncomfortable truth about photography comes to the forefront. I received an email just the other day from a very well-known, well-respected gallery, legitimate gallery, been around for a long time, and their assessment of photography, I'm confident in saying, is fully accurate. And I received an email from them that was offering a number of reasonably well-known Ansel Adams images for sale. Not the great famous ones, not Clearing Winter Storm, not Monolith Face of Half Dome, not Hernandez, but well-recognized images. Images I've known for a long time based on publications and the occasional exhibition. So they're not scraping the bottom of the barrel Ansel Adams. They're well-known, well-respected, well-published Ansel Adams. Most of them were priced at $6,800. Think about that. Ansel Adams is the most recognizable name in fine art photography. His images have been frequently published and are considered quite collectible. And $6,800 is their fair market value? An unknown local painter will probably sell their paintings for more than $6,800. But I suspect, based on the reputation of the gallery involved, that $6,800 is a fair price for these Ansel Adams prints. And if that's the case, when you compare photography to every other art medium I can think of, at least physical art mediums, not necessarily music or dance or things like that, but physical art objects, they're all worth more than $6,800. And poor photography just isn't. If Ansel Adams' images are $6,800, what does that mean for all of us who aren't Ansel Adams? The price for our work is going to be probably far less than an Ansel Adams print, unless maybe there's a size comparison. But a giant Brooks Jensen print isn't going to be as collectible as a small and humble Ansel Adams print because Ansel Adams is Ansel Adams. It's this kind of information and observation that makes me think that the market for fine art photography just sucks. It is what it is, and it has been for almost forever. It's probably a big deal that the Ansel Adams prints have risen to $6,800 compared to what they were maybe 50 or 60 years ago. Or, as far as that goes now, maybe 100 years ago. Not Ansel Adams, but maybe others. Alfred Stieglitz, Edward Weston, who knows. But since its inception, photography has not been considered a very, substantial medium for making art? Not like oil painting, not like sculpture. Not even like etchings. Some of that, I'm sure, has to do with the fact that photography is only a couple hundred years old. Some of it has to do with the fact that photography is, via the negative process anyway, infinitely reproducible. Straight prints are. And everyone knows that. And the law of supply and demand kicks in. And so if we see an image that takes our breath away and we might even be tempted to purchase, we also know in the back of our mind that there might be hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands of copies of that print, which, by the way, is probably not true. At least my observation is 99.99999% of all photographs that are limited to 50 never make it past about print number 5. It's just real simple and real uncomfortable, and I believe an undeniable truth, with a few exceptions, that art photography is not a good investment, never going to compete with other media whose reputations are more substantial, and that thinking about photography as an income-generating art medium is just not true. And it pains me, like you can't believe, to state this, because I know so many of us would love to be selling prints in order to fund our expensive hobby. And selling a print for a few hundred dollars is better than nothing. But in the cosmic scale of things, when we look at the art world in general, photography is a stepchild. It just is. And as much as I hate to rain on our parade, it seems with every passing year, I just see more and more evidence that we should be doing photography because we love it, because we're passionate about it, because we can't not do photography, and that any financial incentives about photography had better be towards those areas of photography that are more commercial, wedding photography, advertising photography, not personally expressive fine art photography.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.